Radio Class. You better listen up.
Roleplay 1. Roman Life.
Hi, Mikel speaking. Welcome to the Explorers Around program. Today's documentary is about the Roman's life. We will learn many interesting things about them, such as the way they live, their food, their clothes. Today's special guests are some history teachers. They are coming from Benidorm to talk about Roman people. Let's listen to them. Hello, Mr. Diego.
Hello, thank you for inviting me to the program. I will talk about the way rich Romans used to live. Rich people had slaves in their houses who were not considered citizens. Rich houses were called domus. They used olive oil to wash themselves.
What about the poor people, Mrs. Marina?
Hi, I have to tell you that poor people didn't live the same way. They lived in insulae, which were like apartments. They didn't have bathrooms, so they went to public baths. They were like large swimming pools. Baths were not only places for washing. Some people went to public baths to meet friends and socialize.
Wow, this seems very interesting. Go on, please. Now is Mrs. Marta's major turn.
Sure, men wore tunics and sandals made of leather. Important Romans dressed in a long robe called a toga. Women also wore tunics. Roman soldiers wore different clothes. Now my colleague Alex will talk about food.
They drank wine. They grew vegetables in their houses. Rich people ate 3 or more times a day, but poor Romans ate only a simple meal a day. But there is much more to say about this civilization. Miss Elia, can you give us more information, please?
They invented a lot of things that we can enjoy nowadays.
Really? Who can give us more details about them? You, Sergio?
Of course, they gave us language. They spoke and wrote in Latin. Also, the calendar was invented by Julius Caesar. It's called the solar calendar. Another important thing to consider are the numbers. Mrs. Angela will inform us about this.
Yes, sir. We use the Arabic numeral system from 0 to 9, but sometimes we use Roman numbers too. Roman numerals do not have 0 and have 7 digits. I for 1, B for 5, X for 10. The Roman Empire was amazing. They also did great constructions such as roads, aqueducts, towns and beautiful monuments that we can visit and enjoy nowadays. They were very clever.
Thank you very much to everybody for coming to the Explorers Around program. I hope you have enjoyed this documentary about the ancient Romans.
Role play 2 at the market.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Can I help you?
Can I have some oranges, please?
Sorry, I haven't got any left, but I got some apples.
Okay, so can I have some apples, please?
Yes, of course. Here you are.
How much is it?
It's 2 euros, please.
Here you are.
Thanks. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Have a nice day.
You too. See you soon.
It's only 'cause you made that way.
Role play 3. At the cinema.
Maybe I didn't treat you.
Where were you yesterday?
I was at the cinema.
Was the film good?
Yes, Elvis Presley was in it.
Who is he?
He was a singer, but he was also an actor and a good dancer.
Little things I should have said.
Who were you with?
I was with James.
Role play 4. Collection.
Good morning. What are you looking for?
Do you have any NBA cards for my collection?
Sorry, there aren't any left, but there are some NBA posters.
Really? Can I have one, please?
Yes, of course. Here you are.
How much is it?
It's 5 euros.
Here you are. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Goodbye.
Role play 5. Jokes.
Hello. How you doing? Today in radio class, the students from Ausa Smart School are here to tell us some jokes and have fun. Hi Irene, Jaiza and Fran.
Hello Maximo.
Are you ready? Who goes first?
Me, I am the first. Pay attention. Why did the boy bring a ladder to school? He wanted to go to a high school.
This is a good one. Let's go to the next. Come on, friend.
A patient went to see a doctor.
Doctor, you have to help me.
Nobody ever listened to me.
And the doctor say, next, please.
It's your turn, Jaiza.
A boy asks to his teacher, teacher, would you punish me for something I didn't do? And the teacher said, of course not. So the boy said, good, because I didn't do my homework.
That's great fun. One more, please.
Okay, I would read the last one. A teacher asked to the student, which is the shortest month of the year? And a student answered, it's May, as it only has 3 letters.
Don't forget to follow our school website, Mestre a Casa. Save Ausa Smart. Bye.